Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more, with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Well, greetings, everyone. How are you? And I'm so pleased to be back with you today. So wonderful day here, even though they say there's a storm on its way. The skies are still blue, the leaves are green, and the breeze is wonderful. So with that, we're going to be talking about nourishing ourselves. And so, of course, most people are thinking about their diet and the quality of water and the exercise clothes they're wearing and skin care, et cetera. But let's go deeper. We need to go deeper. That is very, very important. So we want to talk about self-care today, the self. Remember, if you go to the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, you know, first course, you and your body are not the same. You and your body are not the same. Therefore, who are you? What are you? You are a consciousness that has bonded with every cell of your body to allow this collection of cells, there are trillions of them, to work in uniform for you to be able to interact in this dimension. Now, this is what we call the 3D, 4D dimension. That's a whole different teaching, but the point is, you, as an essence, could not interact in this dimension without the body. So it is your best friend. How do we take care of this wonderful tool, physical body? Well, let's talk about taking care of you, animating this physical body. So there's 10 little easy self-care steps that we're going to talk about today. 10 of them, so make sure you get your pad, your pencil, and of course, we always want to stay hydrated so that you can apply these to you, yourself. And what will happen? Your body will look great. Your body will regenerate. Your body will use all of your food and nutrients, and it will give you the best information and the greatest interaction in everything that we define as this dimension, as you define as your reality. So our sponsors are going to say hello to you. And then as soon as they greet and welcome you, let's start with step one of nourishing the real self deeper into the cell, into the essence of what you are, nourishing you. I'll be right back after this message.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights Auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
Are you ready? You got your hydration there? Okay, and your pad and pencil. Now remember, we're talking about you. We're going deeper than the body. We're talking about you, the consciousness, the life force essence that is responsible for allowing all the cells to articulate together to animate the collection of cells known as the physical body so that you can interact with this dimension. Now, we don't get a chance to talk about this level of self-care often. And so we're going to talk about the 10 major steps that are important to make sure that you are in the best quality of energetics and awareness so that the body will reflect that in everything you involve it within. So our first step is clarity in speech. Say what you mean. So many of us, as we've been surrounded by and indoctrinated by protocols and norms and just a lot of other conditions as to how we should conduct our bodies, how we should use our mouths and our vocal cords, we have become intimidated and quite fearful about expressing ourselves. We've been told that what we say may hurt someone else, their feelings, or that the words that we use may be misconstrued. Well, guess what? Those are not your problem. Those are the recipient's problems because they are judging and categorizing what it is that you're saying. If they really are interested in the truth, and you, first of all, have done your soul homework and know that what you are speaking of is from what you are, the essence of the source of all things, and this is your truth, you will find that they will be willing to put their judgments aside and to really respond to the truths that you're sharing. So it's so important that you don't repress what it is that you feel and know that you want to share. Now, the problem with this is that when you don't express yourself or you, what we call, stuff your feelings, people don't have the opportunity to see and to know the real you, who you really are. So being true to yourself not only empowers you, but it also empowers those around you. So it's important that you don't become resistant due to fear or be intimidated by other people's judgments, your truth. So when you say what you mean, you first of all are honoring yourself and you give others the chance to know you, the real you, the one that everyone really wants to know. We're always wanting to really know the essence of the bodies that we're interacting with because, again, you and your body are not the same. And so what's beyond the body, okay? That's the real essence of you and everything else. And so we always want to be able to bond with the essence. So first of all, taking care of yourself as a divine conscious being, one, say what you mean. That is great hygiene for you. Our second tip for taking care of yourself is don't be so willing to just want to get everything done and everything has to happen in a grandiose way in seconds. Fine to take baby steps. So number two is take baby steps. Regardless of what your goal is, you don't say. That's very important. Or even tomorrow. Now, this is very important because step two, taking baby steps, admits to you, but most of all to the body, that you accept your immortality. You accept your immortality when you recognize that I have as much time as I demand to complete whatever it is that I want to achieve. Yes, you do. And this is so important, step two, because this begins to move you away from also the illusion of time being clock. A machine cannot relegate life force energy. You have to decide that you agree with the machine to allow it to delegate how you direct your life force. You have to remember that. The time mechanism for the human body and the flow of the life force through it is determined by light exposure, which then is determined by what? The movement of the earth, the movement of the moon, as well as our movement relative to our sun. Those are the heavenly bodies that determine time for us to the flow of our life force energy. The capacity for you to take your time based on your decree as to how long it's going to take you to create something is relative to your consciousness. So don't rush. You do not need to rush, especially if rushing is not under your full focus. Okay, a master can rush if they choose to. What am I saying? I'm saying that the master can rush because the master is so adored at what it is that they are going to do that it doesn't take what appears to be very much effort, and it happens spontaneously that they are able to make change. Observers, it may not look like it takes them an extended period of consciousness, which many of you refer to as time, to create change. This is all about mastery here, mastering the self. And so, therefore, trying to get there too fast can cause what? Stress, frustration, and bring up feelings of inadequacy. I'm not good enough, or why can't I be like him or her? It's not about competition. It's all about you and you being able to demonstrate your greatest capabilities as a immortal being. That is the challenge. Challenge is never outside of you. It's always from within. This is very important. So learning how to be masterful, this is what all of these experiences are about, is the key. So once you've reached that point of mastery, some people it takes 50, 60 years, others 2 days. But that is willing by your capacity to focus and your ability to be what it is that you choose to be. This is very important. When you choose to become what it is that you want to achieve, things move so much faster, and it takes far less effort. Step 3, let's go and get away from the past. We don't have to hang in the past. See, for you, do not hang in the past. So, step 1, let's do a review real quick. Say what you need to. Take baby steps. You can achieve whatever you want in the length of time you decide is necessary. And 3, let go of the past. Do not take that with you. Learn from the past. Extract the wisdom from the past. And let's move to the present. Apply that wisdom and knowledge and move forward into your present future. Let's hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis,
STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Well, if you're just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to the Dr. Jewel Show. Hi, I'm here with you, and we've been talking about how to nurture the real you, the true essence of all things, pure divine consciousness. Now, we just went over step 1, 2, and 3. Say what you mean. Take baby steps. No need to rush. And 3, letting go of the past, allowing the past to stay the past, and be very present with the wisdom and knowledge you've learned from the past experiences, now moving forward with focus in the present for future manifestation. Nurturing the self. Step 4, connect with who and what you are. Now, it doesn't matter whether you believe in God or a divine source, or that you just accept the fact that you are energy and it's energy that binds us together. Connect with that. Study that. And then believe that. So knowing about the connection of what you believe you are with the tissues of your physical body and anything else you do is going to make a complete difference. So now you can exercise this practical perception of connecting by deep breathing or looking into a flower or just allowing yourself to just be quiet and go within. And what happens? Just close your eyes and just sit there and go within. You'll recognize that you're thinking, yeah, that you're having these thoughts. What am I going to do tomorrow? What someone said, places you have to go. But what is that that's thinking, that's recognizing? That is you. That is the essence that we're talking about. So whether you want to call it God, which is you, or you don't want to give it any type of name, you just want to know that and recognize you're an energy being, recognize that and hook into it. This is most important because hooking into the sense of what you really are as opposed to the body makes a world of difference as to what the body is going to do for you. This is very important. When you recognize that you're something distinct and unique from the body, now it's that you that will take its rightful place and give the direct and the empowerment to the body. It's not vice versa. It's most important. So we know that, okay, the body says, I've got to empty my bladder. You say, no, not right now. We'll do that in a little while. Well, ruling you. You're ruling the body. And that's what the body is all about. It's for you to take charge. And it has all of these software programs to assist you to manifest what you ask of it once you tell it what to do. This is very important. You tell it what to do, not vice versa. So by connecting with the spirit, the essence of who you are, step 4, this allows you to always keep your proper priority and placement in relationship to the body and everything else outside of it so that you will recognize that when I want to change, then everything else will change because when I change, that's the directive I give. The body will then follow through with that first, and then the outer world will then mirror change that the body is creating. This is the order of things. So very quickly, 1, say what you mean. 2, take baby steps. You don't have to rush. You are immortal. 3, let go of the past. Do not drag the past with you. Stay in the present. Only wisdom and knowledge come forward. And 4, connect with yourself, the essence of what you are. You and the body are not the same. You are an awesome energy source, a thinking, conscious beingness. And connect with that self every day and multiple times a day if you need to. Depends on what you want to experience in the outer world. Breathing, closing your eyes, allowing yourself to hear yourself, perhaps even see yourself. The brain will give you the feedback, make such a difference, and then decide what you are at that time. And then the body will execute that for you. Number five, appreciate yourself. How do you love yourself? Can you count the ways? How do you love yourself? Can you count the ways? Appreciation goes further than the skin. So the pedicures are nice for the body, manicures, the massages, but you, the real you, how do you love yourself? Your love has to penetrate deeper than the skin. It has to penetrate to the core of your being and radiate beyond. How do you do this? The more you love yourself, the more lovable. Now, we all have our flaws and our faults, but this is not about finding your flaws and your faults. It's about finding the things you like when you go deeper. Do you love your eyes? The way you support your friends and family? How you find joy in the little things? Start a list of things you appreciate, at least one per day, and tell yourself how much you love that quality in your essence. Now, what's going to happen is that before you know it, it will be love, all observations within you. You'll just begin to love everything because you finally have been able to love the essence of what you are. Consciousness. Find what you love about yourself in consciousness. Do you like the idea that I love looking at the birds as they fly down from the trees and hop across the ground, zoom up in front of my car, that I can always take a moment to recognize that that also is another me in flight. Of the leaves, the smell of the air, the swishing of water as it comes upon the shore. Does that remind you of who you are? That's what you love about yourself. This wonderful movement like water. My shape of my essence as I see myself. My favorite colors. I'm green. Am I blue? Do I like the fact that I'm purple? What is your color? What is your rhythm? And love that. And you will see that actually flourish in all things. Step number six. Reward yourself and your body. Don't look for acknowledgement outside of yourself. It's wonderful when people want to say, oh, you know, I think about you all the time. Thank you for helping me. You're a wonderful person, da 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 da. Of course, we are so pleased that we're able to extend our essence to others, to see them evolve and to have deeper love for themselves. But your willingness to reward yourself is the great aspect of self-care hygiene, nurturing yourself. So when do you tell yourself, you know, you did a really great job by thinking of that. Wow, I'm just so creative and I love the fact I can share all my creative ideas with others. I don't have to try to do everything. Wow, you know, it was so great. I was able to just go to the art museum and just look at this wonderful piece of art. And it's great that I know how to use my eyes, that they can focus for me and absorb this color so that I can really appreciate the energy someone else is sharing with me in their graphic expression. I can hear their voice. It's so wonderful, those rhythms. I am so pleased and I'm so proud of myself that I can hear these things. This is very important. So praise yourself. You don't have to wait for anyone else. It's easy to overlook all the little things you do. And we do a lot. Once you finish something, thank yourself. And then thank your body. I tell you, so important. All the little things you do, they matter. And this is a gift that your body's able to execute for you. Tell it thank you also. So, keeping the body healthy, keeping your home clean, being able to create in mass, regardless of whether it's in paint or wood or engineering, you build computers, wonderful. But acknowledge the fact that you can do these things. And then how do you show that appreciation to the body? Music, allowing yourself to see art, express art. If you like using your taste buds to reward your body, a lot of people do that. Choose something you really like a lot, but you don't have to have much of it. A piece of jewelry. I used to like jewelry. That was my biggie. Okay. I still do when I decide to wear it. Okay. I don't walk around normally because I'm spending a lot of time thinking about all of you. I don't have to put it on. Okay. Whatever you like, give it to yourself. Okay. Remember, this is because I appreciate myself. Number seven, you do have to move the body. You do. And if you really love yourself, you're not going to let your body get way out of shape. It should be very clear: a head, two arms, a torso, two legs, and feet. And they shouldn't look like they're all growing together. Okay, that's not the geometry for the human. You may be 7 feet tall. You may be only 4 feet 11. But the distinction of a pentabula should be clear with the geometry of the physical body, the human body. So love your body and keep its geometry. So yoga, gym, workout, stretching, cycling. We have all kind of elliptical machines. I like the Zaz. Okay, it works 95% of your muscles. And all you have to do is stand there and breathe while the body vibrates. It's like a more refined trampoline. Trampolines and rebounders are great. So these are the things that you can do, and they will keep your body in shape. Now, if you want more contour, more geometry, well, guess what? The weights will do that. Okay, and they do help build strength. But the greatest thing that builds strength is a focused mind, because you can be on the rebounder, you can be on the trampoline, and when you put that focused mind on those quads or on those glutes or on those gastrocnemius muscles, they're going to bulk up. Just with a little movement and putting your mind on them, they will bulk up as big as you decide. This is very important to recognize. So we know that now. That we don't have to do so much with the body. Oh, my God. You know, centuries before us, and even up to the last 50 years, it was always about work, 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 the body. Like it was a mule. No. This is a wonderful tool, and it will do what the mind tells it to do. When you tell your mind to tell the body, that's translated by the brain, and that chemistry then is what tells the physical tissue what to do. So always be moderate, because we're moving now higher into the brain, using higher circuits of the brain. We're using more of the mind. And so therefore, we don't have to have such bulky, bulky bodies if it's not in our purpose to do so. Remember the purpose. This is very important. But we do have to move that body. It does have to have a circulation moving. The ligaments and tendons, they do need stretching. The joints need to move back and forth to articulate. That's always the case. But now, it's not to bear a lot of excess weight, whether it's an adipose tissue or muscle, unless that's your purpose. Got to be clear about the purpose. So number seven is move the body. And then make sure that you move it in such a way that is relative to your purpose. Number eight, my favorite, be grateful. Give thanks. And giving thanks for everything is most important about taking care of yourself, because then you begin to recognize that you, as an incredible field of consciousness, are watching yourself grow, watching yourself expand, allowing yourself to be able to use this incredible awareness to form mass, to animate mass. This is an incredible thing. Be grateful for that. Why? Because that means that you, as a conscious field of awareness, become even more powerful, even become more adept and adroit at taking mass and forming it. Can you imagine the consciousness of the individuals who built the first tallest building in the world? That was the Sears Tower in Chicago, Illinois. That was a whole new level of brain usage. They went and used a whole different sphere of the mind. Yeah, the mind is a sphere. It really is for the human. They used a whole different area, and they showed you this is a whole new capability we have, that we can actually take mass from the earth and construct it in such a way that it can tolerate wind, it can tolerate storms, it can actually tolerate moisture high up in the clouds and not hurt the environment or crash on the people. That we can suspend a box known as an elevator up hundreds of stories safely. That was a whole new way of what? Thinking. We used a whole new area of the brain. We used different fields of energy and software programs in the mind. This is what this is all about now. The 21st century is about exploration, exploration of the spheres of the mind, activating new software programs in our DNA that allow us to use mass differently. All these very erect vertical buildings, you're going to see that change, because now you're going to learn how to take mass and give it a curve and a sweep and how to fold it upon itself so that everything doesn't have to be so rigid. Well, the capacity to give curvilinear torsion to mass that normally has been just quite linear, that we can build mass and make it horizontal and vertical at the same time. Integration of the brain. Yes, it is. Integration of mental spheres and an expansion of your awareness. This is what we're going to see. So be grateful. Grateful for this. So without further ado, my sponsors are going to say hello to you again, and then we're going to finish up with number 9 and 10, how to take care of the self. I'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Ode to the neurons. We've been talking about the neurons a lot of today, and those neurons are wonderful. We used to make some T-shirts, and it said, God is a neuron. And I tell you, basically, that's true. God is a neuron. And then as your neurons integrate and communicate with each other, those are the cells that form the brain, okay? Then you're going to find that God now becomes something else, because you have enough neurons communicating on this concept, that you will begin to move beyond the third dimensional reality of what God is. We talk about it already from the fourth and fifth dimension as consciousness, but because this capacity to evolve in our awareness everything will continue to evolve to new concepts and new heights, as long as you're willing to address who and what you are. Essence, number 9, laugh and play. Play and laugh. This is so important for you to take care of yourself. Oh my gosh, what does that do? It causes you as an essence, a frequency, to move faster. The light component of your life, of yourself, the photons, the gluons, the bosons, boy, do they begin to vibrate so rapidly when you laugh and play. Now, what I think is so interesting, and I'm going to tell you this little secret, that when you laugh and play, now you begin to expand yourself into other dimensions. Yes, you do, because depending upon how fast the physical aspect of yourself can vibrate, you can move into different spaces of awareness. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Now, that's something different. So in the 21st century, you want to go into other dimensions? Playing and laughing is an easy size that you can conform to that will allow you to move from one dimension to another. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But also, too, it just allows the body to feel so good when you're playing and when you're laughing. Chemistry made by the brain when you are laughing is so, so exhilarating to every cell in the body. The body loves that stimulation from laughing and playing. It feels really good to the body. And, of course, the feedback you get from the body about how good it feels makes you want to do it more often. Take time to play and laugh. Enjoy yourself. The chemistry from playing and laughing does what? It also turns on the regenerative tissue. Yes. So it causes the tissues to heal. They immediately will go into regeneration mode because they want more of that stimulation. They love that chemistry. So if you want to get over something very fast, start playing and laughing. Start laughing about the circumstance that for whatever reason you thought was going to slow you down, okay? That you wanted to get some thought that was less than incredible about yourself. Never think less than you being incredible. Oh, no, no, no. We don't turn on ourselves because then that causes the tissues of the body to slow down. Functional, you keep that up. Yeah, they call that depression. And these are people who think such incredibly dishonorable thoughts about themselves that the chemistry made by the brain from that kind of thinking just paralyzes the tissues. They can't do anything. They can't get up off the chair, nothing, because they're not in gratitude. They're not rewarding themselves. They basically will not get up and move. They're breaking all the rules of taking care of yourself. If you have any inkling that you're moving in that direction that would slow down the action of yourself, stop and start laughing at yourself. Just start laughing. Look at me. I'm thinking that I'm not the greatest thing on the earth. Ha, ha, ha. Look at me. I'm thinking that what? How I look and how I created myself has a problem? Oh, no. You got to really start laughing at that. You have to break that immediately and put those tissues back into high vibration. Wow, look at all these bills on my desk. Your response should be, I am so grateful, I am so wonderful that I have that kind of creativity, and all I have to do is finish the circle. Yes, I'm going to finish the circle because these are the things that I asked for. Look at me. And yes, these are the things that I can give them in return. Their money. And laugh it off and think about, now, how am I going to play this game? Okay? I want this, you get that. So how am I going to give that you want money to you? How many ways can I be creative? Do the game. Don't go out with thinking that you're a terrible person. Don't you ever go there again. This is a wonderful game you can play. I asked for this. They gave it to me. This is what they want. Now, how many ways can I get it to them? And most of all, remember, the body is not a mule, so do not send it to work. You go to the creative aspect of yourself, which is your thinking. Put that thinking cap on. How can I do this in the realm of where I love to be? How can I do this in the realm of where I love to be? You don't start thinking about doing anything outside of your realm. That automatically is war, but you're on somebody else's turf. Don't do that. Now, your realm is how big? It's how big as you say it is. Right. This is very important. And wherever you are, if your realm is at least 8 feet around you, the answer to your question is always there within 8 feet of you. Then that's something. You don't have to go out of your room to get the answers and play the game to be able to give to others what they gave back to you. See how that works? So don't let these deals get you down. It's only because you are not playing in your round that you're missing this. And then number 10, follow your dream. Now, this is the biggie. Now that you've revitalized your inner child by doing what? Playing, mixing up the energy, and making new opportunities that are fun to follow, take a moment and recapture your dream. Why are you here? Your purpose. What do you want to do? What did you want to be when you grow up? Ask yourself that question. Have you manifested that? Well, if so, then let's start a new dream. Dreams are fueled by your imagination, and your imagination is endless, limitless. If you want to be a painter, what about a painting class? Something you can do right now. If you thought about writing, try an online course or join a writer's group. If that's something you want to move into, always move in the direction of your love. Always get involved in the areas of your love. Do not go out of your precinct, your designated area. Don't do it. Everything you need to be great and have anything you want is in your designated area, defined by your purpose. Yeah, that's very important. If you want to be an astronaut, start out by visiting local space museums and enroll in a space camp. Please don't talk about age. That has nothing to do with this. I've been telling you all throughout the broadcast, you're immortal. So with that, you can take baby steps. You always can make time to do what you need to do. Everything is timeless now. That's why you have to get off of that machine. That machine is ruining your life. You call it a clock or a watch. I say it's a killer. Get off of the machine. Look up at that sun. Look up at your moon. Remember, you're always moving. And you look down at the earth, but you're moving. You're moving. So nothing is standing still. You have always been in perpetual motion. And if you align yourself honestly with everything around you, you will always be in perpetual motion. There's nothing about death here. It's about movement and change. So follow your dream. Let your imagination loose and explore. And if you keep these 10 steps in your repertoire of self-care, you will be here for thousands of years. Do you hear me? Thousands of years. This is the basic 10. You got more things you can do, but these are the basic 10. So let's repeat. One, say what you mean. Say what you mean. Compassion is the key. What is compassion? Kindness and patience. but say what you mean. So you don't have to basically rip somebody's head off to say what you mean. Be kind. Be patient, but say what you mean. Two, take baby steps. You're infinite. You're immortal. Everything was not created in what you perceive as a day. Not at all. So why rush? You weren't created to have to rush. So if you want to be a sportsman, that's okay. That's your purpose. And that's not what you want to do. You want to run, that's all right. But no other animal on the planet runs continuously. So therefore, take your time. But be focused and be thorough. Let go of the past. Number three, don't go back to the past. Take the wisdom from it. Take the knowledge and stay in the present and go forward to your future. Four, connect with yourself. Don't forget, you're not the body. You're not your car. You're not your house. You're not your little trinkets, your little watches and rings and clothes. That's not who you are. So please, please, connect with who you are at all times. Connect with who you are at all times. Appreciate yourself. Show yourself love. How do you do that? This is not the manicure, the pedicure. It's deeper than that. Find out what is really, really you and give yourself that often. Number six, reward yourself. Reward yourself. Give yourself those special things that matter. But most of all, just say, I love myself. I just love myself. And the body will respond. The brain will respond. But always recognize yourself in whatever you do. Be grateful for this capacity to reward yourself and move the body. It's your greatest tool. Stretch it out. Walk with it, flex the joints, yoga, rowing, cycling, and if you want more geometry and contour, mile weight, etc., but move the body. Number seven. Number eight, give thanks. Give thanks for everything, to think, to walk every day, to your spouse, to your favorite trees, everything. Be grateful. Number nine, play and laugh. Laugh and play. Love this opportunity to get involved at all levels of your being. Laugh and play. And make everything that you want to do a wonderful game. Play with it. Laugh at it. And watch how wonderful your creations are. And number 10, follow your dream. Follow your dream. Always have a dream. So if you've mastered one, get another one. Don't keep doing the same dream over and over again. Come on. You got more creativity than that. We see some people, they start out singing, and they're still singing, and they're still singing. Okay, you sung the song. Now let's move to the next level. What else you want to do? Okay, you want to make instruments? Okay. All kind of things you could do. The list is endless. But move to the next level. Move on. We're about having multiple purposes. Just be thorough and masterful with each one. Follow your dreams and have more than one dream, please. So, therefore, with these basic 10, you can be here a long time and be happy and be, if you want to, very wealthy, okay? And whatever you want, you can be. But always take care of the self. That's you. Always. Okay? Too many people neglect the self. It's all the stuff in the outer world, but never who they really are. And they wind up doing what? Seeing their body fall down on the ground, and it won't move anymore because they didn't take care of themselves enough to be able to take care of that body. Listen to what I'm telling you. It's not about death on this planet. It's about life and how long you can live. Okay, you can live indefinitely. If an oak tree can be here 500 years, my little friend the leatherback turtle. They can be here 500 years and weigh 2,000 tons. You understand? And their head is not near as big as yours. And if they can figure it out and live in the ocean, you can too. You just got to get some different information about yourself. Let's evolve here and enjoy this 21st century. So stay here with me a while, a couple of hundred years here, okay? We're at your university here, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. Jewel stands for Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living. Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living. This is your Science Radio News Network, bringing you this information so you can be here hundreds and thousands of years. We love you, and I'll be right back after this message. We want to talk about this great event that's happening coming up next week at the fall equinox, where we are going to upgrade our DNA by exposing ourselves to the northern light, just like every planet is upgraded by being exposed to the information coming in at light. And when you go to these places, your DNA for the 21st century is activated. That's why we're going. Be right back after this message.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
Why, thank you. And I just want to give a shout out to just a wonderful author and a person who loves to share, Mr. Greg Brayton. And it was from his composite of works and writing that I was able to share with you the top 10 steps on how to take care of yourself. Now, what's happening in Alaska? Okay, now I don't know how many of you know that this is a new frontier.
Dr. Jewel, if you can hear me, or I'm unable to hear you. Greetings, Dr. Jewel, can you hear me? We are unable to hear you.
Information portal.